Genesis chapter 43. So we got up to the point where Jacob's sons have gone down into Egypt and they're starving hungry, and they fulfilled the dream. They bowed down to Joseph, who was the ruler of the country. And he gives them grain and he puts their money in their sacks, but he keeps Simeon and he says to them, if you want to come back and get more food, you've got to bring your younger brother Benjamin with you. And finally, Jacob agrees for Benjamin to go. The famine was severe in the land, and when they'd eaten up the grain which they'd brought out of Egypt, their father said to them, go again, buy us a little more food. Judah spoke to him, saying, the man solemnly warned us, saying, you shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. If you'll send our brother with us, we'll go down and buy you food. But if you'll not send him, we'll not go down. For the man said to us, you shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. So I think they were forgetting about poor old Simeon stuck down there. And so again, they're being taught really care for one of their brothers, which is what they hadn't had for Joseph. Israel or Jacob said, why did you treat me so badly, telling the man that you had another brother? They said, the man asked directly about ourselves and about our relatives, saying, is your father still alive? Have you another brother? We just answered his questions. Is there any way we could know that he would say, bring your brother down? Judah said to Israel, his father, send the boy with me, and we'll get up and go, so that we may live and not die, both we and you and also our littles. I'll be a guarantee for him. From my hand will you require him. Now Reuben has said before, you can kill my two sons if I don't bring Benjamin back. Not, of course, that Jacob would have done that, I suppose. If we hadn't delayed, Judah said, surely we would have been there and returned a second time by now. Their father Israel said to them, if it must be so, then do this. Take from the best fruits of the land in your bags and carry down a present for the man, a little balm, a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds. So they are carrying spices down to Egypt. That's exactly what the slave traders had done, to whom they had sold Joseph. So they're being made to realize again how Joseph felt. And Jacob says, and take double money in your hand, and take back the money that was returned in the mouth of your sacks. Perhaps it was a mistake. Take your brother Benjamin also. Get up and return to the man. May God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may release to you your other brother and Benjamin. If I lose my children, I lose them. The men took that present, and they took double money in their hand and Benjamin, and got up, went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the steward of his house, bring the men into the house and slay an animal and make ready, for the men will dine with me at noon. The man did as Joseph commanded, and the man brought the men to Joseph's house. The men were afraid because they were brought to Joseph's house, and they said, because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time, we've brought in, that he may seek occasion against us. It's to attack us and seize us as slaves, along with our donkeys. Their donkeys are probably their most valuable possessions. They came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they spoke to him at the door of the house and said, O my lord, we indeed came down the first time to buy food. When we came to the lodging place, we opened our sacks, and behold, each man's money was in the mouth of his sack. We've brought it back in our hand. We've brought down other money in our hand to buy food. We don't know who put our money in our sacks. He said, peace be to you. Don't be afraid. Your God and the God of your father has given you treasure in your sacks. I received your money. He brought Simeon out to them. The man brought the men into Joseph's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet. He gave their donkeys fodder. They prepared the present for Joseph's coming at noon, for they heard that they should eat bread there. So you see, they're being honest about the money. So you see, God is working in their lives to make them honest. And all these things were designed by Joseph, like God designs these things. When Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in hand into the house and bowed themselves down to him to the earth. He asked them of their welfare and said, is your father well, the old man of whom you spoke? Is he yet alive? They said, your servant our father is well, he is still alive. They bowed down humbly. He lifted up his eyes and saw Benjamin, his brother, his mother's son, and said, is this your youngest brother of whom you spoke to me? He said, God be gracious to you, my son. Joseph hurried, for his heart yearned over his brother, and he sought a place to weep. He entered into his room and wept there. He washed his face and came out. He controlled himself and said, serve the meal. They served him by himself and them by themselves, and the Egyptians that ate with him by themselves, because the Egyptians don't eat bread with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination to the Egyptians. They sat before him, the firstborn, according to his birthright and to his youth, and the men marveled one with another. So I think he's trying to get them to see, I'm Joseph, I know your birthdays, because you're my brothers, I know how old you are. He sent portions to them from before him, but Benjamin's portion was five times as much as any of theirs. They drank and were merry with him. So it's all a rather complicated thing, and quite what Joseph was planning and thinking we don't know, because in the end he cuts it all short, because he can't endure it any longer, and later he's going to say, yes, I'm Joseph, your brother. But I think he's trying to get them to come to repentance. That's the most important thing. And God also works in strange ways in our lives and helps us to come to repentance and to know him better.